let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up, yeah, this is the fight. Feel the rush, can't kill the stride. Eyes ahead, I'm moving strong. This is the anthem, let's sing along.
Woo, here's a hot take on this week's episode.
I'm not even a makeup artist. I'm a business owner. I'm a businesswoman, but I'm kind. And I think that that's taken me a lot further than if I felt, you know, if I was a bitch and knew everything, you know, people would not give me the opportunities. People would not want to work with you. So just remember, kindness costs exactly $0.00. You know, it will take you so much further.
Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising. My moment is built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast, where we give you inspiration and strategies to get all seven pillars of abundance in alignment. That is spiritual, fitness, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial. Today's guest proves that success becomes even more meaningful when it's rooted in service. After spending more than a decade in television and radio, Shan Berries took a leap of faith into entrepreneurship, and she built Shades by Shan, a beauty brand that's now carried in over 600 JCPenney stores nationwide and has been featured in Forbes, Ipsy, and BoxyCharm. But what makes Shan's story truly amazing isn't just building a successful cosmetics company. It's that every single purchase helps support single parents through the Mama Berries Nonprofit Foundation, which has already helped more than 100 families across the country. Today, we're going to talk about entrepreneurship, purpose, representation, resilience, and what it really takes to build a business that creates both profit and impact. Please help me welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show, Shan Berries.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to chat with you.
I am so happy you're here. Your story is amazing. For those who may be meeting you for the first time, tell us about your journey. Who is Shan Berries and what inspired you to create the viral makeup sensation, Shades by Shan?
Oh my gosh. So I was in radio and television. That's where my career was after college. I got an internship in radio and I fell in love. And I did that for 12 years. I was on a morning show in San Francisco. And I was waking up every day at 3 o'clock in the morning. And wow. I would be like, well, how much longer do I have to do this? But I loved doing it. But it was hard, you know, waking up and having to go to sleep at 7 o'clock and having that anxiety where it's like, oh my gosh, I have to be asleep, and not really having that life work balance. And our mom, we're first generation Latina immigrants from Ecuador. And my mom always instilled in my sister and I, you're never going to make money working for somebody else. And that always stuck with me. And I never knew that I was good at anything else other than talking, because that was my job, was talking. I didn't know how to use Excel or Google Drive or all these PowerPoint things. I never had to use it in my career. So I was like, well, what's going to be that business if I ever do start it? And that's kind of been, that was around the time where all these huge influencers were collaborating with makeup brands and doing partnerships and this and that. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're so silly. Like, you have millions of followers. Why wouldn't you just start your own makeup brand? And then that was around the time where, you know, the biggest celebrity came out with their own makeup line. And I was that girl that had 17 computer screens open trying to buy her stuff. And I was so excited to receive it. And I got it. I'm like, wow, this shit actually sucks. Like, I can't, like, why did I get so excited? And I got so disappointed so fast. But I also was that makeup junkie going to these big box retailers every other week when my paycheck hit, spending my money and going home and being like, so excited to buy my lipstick because I needed to re-up on it, and going home like, oh my gosh, they changed the formula and they changed the cut and they changed the color, and but it's called the same thing. Like, where is the consistency here? And there's no Latina representation on shelf. So all these kind of light bulbs were going off in my head. And I mean, I didn't have millions of followers. I had maybe a few thousand, like maybe 5,000 followers at the time on my Instagram. And I thought to myself, well, those are 5,000 potential customers. You know, why? I know good makeup, and between good makeup and bad makeup, why can't I start my own business? And that was around that time. My sister was abroad. She was living in Asia at the time, and she was this big wig executive, and she was gone for 12 years and she was getting burnt out. And I told her my idea of starting this brand. And she said, if you're serious, I will quit my job this week and I'll move back home because I need to start setting roots down, and I'll help you for 6 months. And then after that, I'll go find my big girl job again and you'll be on your way and I'll help you start your business. And so when we put our heads together, we're like, well, we were also raised with giving back, you know, making sandwiches for the homeless around Christmas time, donating to St. Jude, just always giving back to the community. And so we said, well, how can we be an impact driven company? You know, like, how can we give back at the same time? And the answer was right in front of our face. It was our single mom who, you know, we saw how hard she struggled day in and day out to provide for us. And sometimes we had, and sometimes we went without. And we're like, okay, well, let's find a charity that helps single parents in need. And 8 years ago, we couldn't find any. We couldn't find any that solely focused on giving back to single parents and supporting them. So I said, well, you hear of nonprofits all the time. Like, why can't we start one? And I always joke and saying, if I knew how hard it was going to be, maybe I wouldn't have done it. But it took us 17 months to finalize our 501c3 with the government and lawyers and paperwork. And on Mother's Day, we presented it to our mom in honor of her. I go by Shan Berries and my mom goes by Mama Berries. Aww. We named it the Mama Berries Nonprofit Foundation. And on Mother's Day, we presented it to her and said, we did this for you. And we're going to be able to help a lot of single parents in your honor. And so when we launched Shades by Shan out of our mom's garage in San Francisco, it wasn't anything fancy. We started with two products, but with the mission of helping single parents. And it kind of went viral within the Bay Area because people would just started spreading the word, and women that didn't even wear makeup, they're like, what? Who is this? Who are you? Like, I just want to buy something. I don't even wear makeup, but just tell me what to buy because nobody ever does shit for me. And thank you. Like, I just want to support you. So thank you for raising awareness for us and helping. And so, you know, people just internally went viral, and whatever inventory we had, we thought we would have for 6 months. It sold out in 24 hours.
What were the products?
Over the product. And we started with two products. You know, it was a Berry Obsessed eyeshadow palette and the Hyphy highlighter palette. And so, yeah, we just kept re-upping our inventory, and then that would sell out and that would sell out. And we said, we got something here. What is it? And it was really the heartbeat behind our brand was helping single parents in need, but also amazing quality makeup at the same time. And little by little, we just started growing. And now we're in 610 JCPenney stores nationwide. We're the number one selling foundation and concealer at JCPenney. We're one of their top five beauty brands, and the rest is history.
That is such an inspiring story. So you've spent over a decade in television and radio before becoming a beauty entrepreneur. What gave you the confidence to make such a dramatic career pivot?
You know, it was very toxic in the work environment when I was working in radio. And it was just something shifted. And I was like, I'm not going to be treated like this. I don't want to be waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, going to work crying, leaving work crying. And it was just a toxic environment. And I had just started Shades by Shan. And I was like, you know what? If I really want to pour my heart and soul into this brand, it's not sustainable to wake up that early in the morning and package orders all day. And, you know, it just, and I was like, you know what? God aligned this for me. I'm going to take that kind of step in the other direction, and I'm just going to pivot now. So I left radio and I just focused on Shades by Shan. And I mean, at that time it was we were still packaging orders out of our mom's house, in her basement, in her garage. It was even to the point where my sister was like, stop saying we're packaging orders in a garage because people are going to get grossed out. They're not going to buy our stuff. So we kind of had to like, you know, but people knew. People knew. And at the end of the day, they just wanted to support. And I think that it was just God teeing it up for me, really. Like, hey, it's not looking good over here now. You had a good run. It's time to focus on this. So I left and it was the best decision ever to kind of go all in my company at that point. And people think that I left radio, but 2 years ago, I actually went back into radio. I had an old coworker and he had moved to a new radio station. He said, hey, they're looking for somebody local to do the afternoon drive. Can you talk to my boss? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so busy now. Like, you know, the company's taken off. Like there's no way I can drive to San Jose, which is about an hour from my house and back. And during traffic, I have babies now. Like, I just can't do it. And he goes, just talk to him. So I said, you know what? You're right. I should never close the door and just, you know, never know what's going to happen from it. And they said, listen, we've been trying to get you back into radio. We know the magic you could bring to the Bay Area. We're willing to let you record from in your bathrobe at your house. Like, okay. We'll do whatever. And I was like, if I can do the show from my house, we have a deal. We have a deal. So, you know, I just, oh man, I'm living my dream. I get to do radio from my house with my kids, you know, running around. I'm like, shh, everybody, shh, you know, and it is what it is. I mean, technology now is incredible. And so now I get to do radio and I get to do Shades by Shan. And I really think that I'm living my purpose, getting to communicate and spread the word and spread kindness and inspire people. So we're back at it too.
Oh, that's great. And how old are your kids now?
My son is 5 and my daughter's 3. So we're in the thick of it.
Yeah, you're in it. It must be very hard to keep them quiet at that age when you're on the radio.
Totally. But I think that they're, you know, they kind of understand like this is mommy's job. And the more you're quiet, the faster I could do this. So the faster we could get to playing again.
Oh, that's what, do you have like a designated recording studio or room?
No, girl, I'm recording in the playroom. I have a little desk in the playroom downstairs in our 1,100 square foot home in the Bay Area. I wish I had a recording studio, but we just don't got it like that yet. So we make do with what we can.
You're on your way, though. You are on your way. So looking back at the two different careers, what are the skills from broadcasting that unexpectedly became your biggest assets as an entrepreneur?
Right here. The mouth, like talking. I think that storytelling, I think resonating with people, speaking with humility, leading with kindness, and just being relatable at the end of the day. You know, I think that's kindness. Kindness has just taken me way further. I always say, like, I'm not the best radio host. I'm not the best, you know, I'm not even a makeup artist. I'm a business owner. I'm a businesswoman. But I'm kind. And I think that's taken me a lot further than if I felt, you know, if I was a bitch and knew everything, you know, people would not give me the opportunities. People would not want to work with you. So just remember, kindness costs exactly $0.00. You know, it will take you so much further than being, you know, a biatch and pretending like you know everything, right? Because I get opportunities that sometimes land in my lap and I'm like, but me, why? They're like, because you're a joy to work with. Like, we want to work with you again. That's why. And I'm like, I want to work with you guys again. And it's just a camaraderie. Like, being nice, I feel like it's so overrated sometimes. And I'm like, gosh, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. And I think that it could take us way further than you think it can. Because people sometimes want to feel like they're arrogant or like they know it all, or they want to act like they have everything under control. But it's like, really, no, we got to speak to the heart sometimes. We got to just be kind and treat people with respect. And that's what is going to get you further in life.
I totally agree. I love what the Dalai Lama said. He said, my religion is simple. My religion is kindness.
Period. Yeah. I mean, and you give out positivity, you attract positivity. If you give out negativity, that's what you're going to get back in life. So I really try to live by that mantra and just spreading kindness, because it's come back around tenfold, really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we've been able to help hundreds of single parents now with financial assistance through our nonprofit organization, I mean, the stories that we hear from these single moms of, you know, of going, like, losing their jobs, having three kids, like, not being able to, like, take them to daycare because one of them is sick and they have health, like, all of these things. It's just like, wow. And they have a positive outlook on life, you know, and that will come back to them. That will come back to them. And I think that also giving back is also has people come back to Shop Shades by Shan because of that, because they're like, where are we going to spend our hard earned dollar? We want a company that's going to be doing good, going to be helping the community and resonate with our heart. So I think that's why people are so loyal to us as well, is because they see the impact that we're making from the ground up.
And does the brand give back to all single parents or Latino single parents?
All single parents. And we give back to single dads too. A lot of people say, oh, single moms, but we have single dads that we help with as well. And even though we're a Latina founded brand, we're a brand for everybody. And when we launched foundation and concealer, we told JCPenney, we're like, look, it's either going to be 40 shades or bust, because, you know, even in our culture, Latinas come in the milkiest of white to the Afro deepest, darkest chocolate mommies, you know? So we really wanted to have that inclusivity, and we wanted it to work for everybody. Yeah, people can nominate any deserving single parent. I think our requirements are that your kids are under 18, because we want to be able to help people in need right now. And that's just about it. Like, if you have kids under the age of 18, you can nominate yourself. You can nominate a coworker, a brother, a sister. And we, every quarter, we have a committee of single parents that sifts through these nominations. And then they're like, all right, this is a person. Go award them. And we used to start with checks with $500, you know, like, mm-hmm. And now we're giving away $5,000, $10,000 checks. Wow. And, it's really making a difference. So really these parents that, like, maybe like their PG&E is getting shut off. Maybe their car is getting repossessed. Maybe they just lost their job and they can't pay their kids' tuition, or like, we are that company that is scrappy. We show up to their house, their jobs, like, wherever they are with their friends that nominated them. And we're like, here, this is for you. We see you. We hear you. Like, you're doing an amazing job. Like, we're here to support you and help you. So yeah, that's this kind of magic that we do.
Well, we are going to cut to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how Shan took this idea of a makeup line from a side hustle to a global business. Thanks for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. And we'll be right back. Did you know collagen production starts declining in your mid-20s and decreases every year due to factors like stress, sun, and hormonal shifts? By your 40s and 50s, that change can become even more noticeable, not just in your skin, but in how your body feels. Collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, and it plays a key role in skin elasticity and glow, smoother looking skin, joint comfort and mobility, and healthy and connective tissue support. That's why I've been loving Amari New Collagen, a simple way to nourish from within to feel radiant at every age, because beauty isn't about chasing youth. It's about supporting your body and feeling vibrant in the season you're in. Get the details and shop the link in the show notes for a special discount. If you haven't grabbed my Balanced Beautiful Bundle, what are you waiting for? This is my gift to help you create success without burnout and to elevate every area of your life. Inside, you'll get a free digital copy of my best-selling book, How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time, where I break down my signature 7 pillars of abundance and share 21 powerful affirmations to help bring every pillar to a level 10. You'll also receive my favorite ageless beauty tips, my life-changing abundance journal prompts, and the Elegant Warrior Manifesto. If you're ready to feel more balanced, more magnetic, and more abundant, head to the link in the show notes and grab all the goodness. Again, that's the link in the show notes, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Welcome back, everyone. So, Shan, many people dream about starting a business, but they never begin. They never have the courage or the money, or they don't say they don't have the time. Mm-hmm. So how did Shades by Shan go from an idea or a side hustle to something that became a global business with real potential?
Yeah. So you don't have to have a lot of money to start. I mean, my sister Erica and I started Shades by Shan with $1,500 each, and we grew it into a multi-million dollar business, and we're still bootstrapped. There's no investors. So $1,500 to us back then was a lot of money. We were like, are you sure this is going to work? This is a lot. Like, we're investing. This is a lot for us. And so every bit of money that we got from the company, we just reinvested it back. And people, I think, overthink their launches. I love this, this quote that my sister always says, if you're not embarrassed of your first launch, then you launch too late.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, trust me, we look back at our very first lip kit that we launched and we're like, oh, wow, like that was, she was cute. But guess what? People just wanted to support, you know, and strangers are more supportive than your own friends sometimes. Yes. So we were packaging orders out of our mom's garage. And I remember I became friends with Steph Curry's sister. She started wearing our makeup organically, and she would buy our makeup. And I went through a very, very deep postpartum depression. I also found out when I was starting Shades by Shan, at the very thick of it, I became pregnant, and I didn't know I was 5 months pregnant. Mm. So I legit had 4 months to figure out how I was going to be a mom.
No, like you just thought you were eating too much pizza or something.
Literally, I was like, okay, I really need to lay off the cheese. Like, I can't. But I was on birth control, and I guess it didn't work. So I just thought I was fine. So I went through a really deep postpartum depression, and she bought our makeup one day, and I had it in my passenger seat, and I had been crying the whole day. I was crying driving, and I saw her package. I was like, you know what? I should really just drop this off. She paid for this. She deserves it to get it in a timely manner. I'm just going to drop it off on my way home. And when I got to her house, she was FaceTiming with this woman, and they had gone through IVF together and their whole journey. And I didn't know who this woman was on her phone. And we just all started talking about mommy things, and my tears, I just stopped crying. And I was like, oh my gosh, this feels like a breath of fresh air. I needed this like 20 minutes of just mommy talk and venting. And at the end of it, I'm like, here, girl, here's your makeup. And the woman on the phone, she goes, oh, you have a makeup line? And my friend Sidel was like, yeah, and it's hella good. It's hella good. And she goes, oh, I'm going to put you on. And I go, okay, yeah, I've heard that my whole life. Yeah, people are going to help me. People are going to do things for me. Okay, sure. And when I leave, I get an email from this woman, and she was a head beauty lawyer of JCPenney Beauty. That was on the phone.
Who was on the phone with?
Yes. And so she had sent an email to the head merchant of JCPenney and said, hey, I discovered this brand that gives back. And if you don't hop on this brand, some other company will, and you're going to forever regret it. And before we knew it, we had a meeting with JCPenney. And I remember calling my sister like, I think we're getting into JCPenney stores. And she's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? So, we had a couple meetings with them, and we thought best case scenario, they would want to maybe try us out in like the local stores, like our local 5 Bay Area stores. You know, that would have been a huge milestone for us. And at the end of that particular call, they go, yeah, so we want to bring you into stores. And we're like, oh my gosh, it's happening. And she goes, yes, but we want every single one of your SKUs, and we want to bring you in all 610 JCPenney stores nationwide. We love your story. We love your mission. We love your formula. We love your packaging. We love your everything about you guys. And we want every single one of your products, and we want them in 610 JCPenney stores. And we're like, as soon as we close the computer, me and Juan, who we call him our third sister, who helps run Shades by Shan, me and Juan were like, yes, we made it. And my sister's like, and we're like, what? Are you not excited? She's like, yeah, but that takes capital. Capital we don't have, Shannon. Like,
to make enough makeup for 610 stores.
Correct. And so there, I'm like, oh shit, you're right. So that's when we just started hustling. We're like, okay, let's go to, we went to every bank trying to get a small business loan. Nobody would give us the money. We went to every, like, loan sharks. We tried everything. We're like, what do we need to do? Nobody would give us the money, right? We were like not showing that we were making enough money. We were not around for very long. And my mom was like, I'm going to refinance my house. I'm going to give you the money. I'm going to get you into that store. And we're like, no, 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 mom. Like, if anything, we need to help you pay off your house someday. Like, no. And so we actually had to gracefully decline to JCPenney. And we had to say, look, like, we've tried. Unfortunately, nobody will loan us the money to get into stores. And we're just going to have to decline at this moment. Like, we really would love the opportunity, but we just can't make it work right now. And they said, we'll come back to you. And they had a conversation and they said, look, we believe in you so much. We think that you're the next big thing. We're going to front you the money to get into the stores. Thanks. So they gave us millions of dollars to get into stores. When everybody told us, don't go into JCPenney, they're going to eat you alive. They're going to tank your business. You're going to go bankrupt. It's been nothing short of amazing. So always follow your heart. And if there's a will, there's a way.
And I love this story, Shan, because it all started with you just being real and vulnerable with Seth Curry's sister, not even knowing she was on the phone with the lawyer for JCPenney, but you were just, I think that authenticity is one of your superpowers.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. But I also think it's divine timing, divine intervention. I mean, God, I don't know. I had no business going there. The way I looked, my eyes were puffy. I remember her husband opened the door and was like, Shan, is that you? God damn, you look, are you okay? Like, it was one of those days. But I was like, no, something told me that I needed to go there and give it to her because she paid for the makeup and she deserved to get it in a timely manner. I don't know what it was. It was just divine timing. I needed to be there. And if I wasn't there, I probably wouldn't even be talking to you today. You know, it just
changed your life.
Changed our life. Like, those women changed
my life. One conversation away from a completely different life. And because you have the gift of gab, talk and express yourself and then look what happened. I just think that's such a great story. Mm-hmm. So there's so many makeup brands out there. It's such a competitive industry. What makes your brand different? What are some differentiators from the other brands out there? Other than, of course, that you give back.
That's like the heartbeat behind our brand. But I really think the heart of our team, like I always say, like we are the most intelligent Latina brand out there. There is nothing, we will never take no for an answer. We will never get to, we've gotten a million no's and that just makes us hungrier. We're like, oh no, we're going to prove even more. And I see some other founders where, you know, I'll be at a grand opening and founders are just chatting in the corner and doing this. I'm like, I'm at my gondola selling. I'm like, I'm here to sell. I'm here to make money for JCPenney. I'm here to freaking let's go. Let's hustle, you know? And I think we just have that built into our blood. Like it when you're Latinos, like we're just built to hustle different, I think. And I think I'm just meant to be a testimony to others to be like, look, if I can do it, you can do it. You know, like we didn't have the money. I didn't even come from a makeup background. And it's funny, like we're in New York City right now, but we make ourselves known. We walk into a room, I shake everybody's hands. We're all color blocked in hot pink or baby pink. Like we make ourselves seen. And even though we're like, oh my gosh, we're like, we must be so obnoxious. People love it. It's a conversation starter. But like, I've had to shake everybody's hands. I've had to start from nothing in the cosmetics world. I was not known at all. They were like, who is this girl? Shades by Shan. Like, who are you? Like, but in 2024, we won the best indie brand from Ipsy and they gave us a Times Square billboard. Like, if there's a will, there's a way. And if you are determined, if you are willing to take, you know, go through making mistakes, because just realize like every company makes mistakes. Like, trust me, I hear conglomerates make bigger mistakes than us. And I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, we're not the only ones, you know, but it's how you troubleshoot and move forward. I think we just have a magic to us that we're just different than other brands. I think that we really are, we lead with humility. And I think in this industry, there's a lot of glam and sparkle and, you know, people get cocky, and we're always so grounded. And we always lead with humility. And I think that's what makes us different.
Now, what about, I've tried the makeup. Thank you for sending me some. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I love all of it. I love the wood blush and the brow pencil. What about the makeup itself is different from the
Yeah. other? So for us, when we were like, for example, when we were formulating 40 Shades of Foundation and Concealer, we're like, how can we infuse that with our heritage? And our aunties, our tías, every time someone would go to Ecuador, they're like, bring me Rosa Canina oil, because, and we're like, oh my gosh, that's why they probably look, their skin looks so good. It's always so supple. It's always like so glowy. We're like, okay, Rosa Canina, let's infuse it into our formulas. So not only do we have like a like Korean made 40 Shades of Foundation and Concealer, but we infuse it with our roots. We infuse it of what makes our skin look good. And every product that you have, like the gel liners, we go to the backcountry. Oh my gosh, those were featured in Elle as like Sabrina Carpenter wore that on the Met Gala this year. They're that good. But we go to the country that's famous for that product. So Germany, eyeliners. Korea, skincare. Italy, mascara. And we're now working with the top manufacturers that like some of these conglomerates work with. So it's really awesome to see kind of how we started with, and then now where our MOQs are and getting to work with that. But we go through a very rigorous testing process, which everybody on our team has to try it. And if there's one person that they're like, yeah, it didn't really work for me, scrap it, throw it away. We don't want to deal with it, because if it doesn't work for one person on our team, it's going to not work for thousands of people out there. So everybody has to fall in love with it. And it's just, yeah, it's just part of our what we have to do for our formulations and stuff. And we don't put anything out there that is not less than perfect. I always say, like, it has my name on it. I'm not the one trying to get roasted here.
Awesome. Well, we're going to cut to a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back and talk about the real side of entrepreneurship, not the glamorous side, because makeup's a very glamorous product, but what is it really like to be an entrepreneur and a mom and everything that you're doing? So thank you so much, everyone, for going on the journey with us. We are interviewing CEO and founder Shan Berries, and she has an amazing makeup line called Makeup by Shades by Shan. And we'll be back after this quick break.
What if your dream retreat really existed and you got to help create it? If you're a high achieving woman who's been doing all the things, I need your help. I'm planning my next luxury wellness retreat, and I don't want to create what I think women want. I want to create what you actually dream about. Tell me, what's your dream destination? What activities would light you up? What feels like the perfect investment, and how many days would help you truly reset and realign? Think wellness, connection, community, adventure, luxury, rest, and whatever feels nourishing to you. If you've been craving success without burnout, this retreat is being designed with women just like you in mind. Take my 2-minute survey. It's linked in the show notes. And who knows, your dream retreat might just become a reality. Do you feel like your love life is stagnating? Have you been single forever and feel like giving up on love? Or maybe you're in a relationship that's lost its magic. I want to give back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant community with a complimentary 15-minute romantic reset call. It's a space to reconnect, reset, and recalibrate your energy around love. Together, we'll uncover what may be blocking connection and create a fresh spark so that you can feel more open, aligned, and ignited in your love life. Because love isn't about forcing or chasing. It's about creating space and becoming magnetic to the connection you truly desire. Get the details and book your complimentary reset call in the show notes.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, where we take you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. So people often see the glamorous side of makeup and fashion. What are some realities about being an entrepreneur that people might not see, like fundraising, manufacturing, inventory, scaling, you know, having to learn business and technology? You said you're like a talker and you're a conversationalist and you're not super techie. Mm-hmm. So what did you have to learn about business to make this whole enterprise work?
Oh my gosh, we had to learn a whole new language. You know, it was funny when JCPenney said, okay, do you guys have a loading dock? And I was like, tell them we have a loading ramp. And my sister's like, yeah, we have a loading ramp. And they're like, and that the loading ramp was my mom's driveway. Like, we did not have a loading dock, okay? We were still packaging orders out of her garage. And so we needed to get a 3PL. We needed to get a warehouse. Like, we had to, like, JCPenney needed to send their huge trucks to go pick up the inventory. So we had to learn logistics, transportation, import, export, tariffs, you know, the coding, the UPC, UPI, EDU, I-80, like, all of these terms that I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, but you know what? We never say, hey, this is too much for us. We're not going to figure it out. Like, we take every opportunity and we're like, yes, 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 yes. We got it. We got it. We got it. And then we're like, holy shit, we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out, because we always do. So learning that was, you know, very, it was a lot. And then also what people don't see is like, yeah, when we do make mistakes, like what happens? I remember we were ordering our Got Grapes eyeshadow palette, which was all shades of purple. And when we got the palettes, there was a lime green shade in there. I'm like, what is this? We didn't order the Barney palette. Like, what the heck? So we freaked out and we're like, you know what? It's because we didn't do the sufficient quality control that we needed to do. Now we understand. Okay, the supplier is going to ship out, send us a video. We're going to hop on a FaceTime, send us pictures. Like, we're going to triple check everything before you ship it out, because we didn't do that. You just put your trust into them and things fall through the cracks, or I don't know how mistakes happen, but they do. So that was another thing. And girl, like, I cry once a week. Like, let's be real. I cry all the time. Okay. Like, owning a business, being a mom, you know, being a good friend, trying to keep your household in order, trying to be a good wife, like, all of that, it's a lot. Like, we juggle a lot. Okay. So I try to be very real. Like, if people follow me on Instagram at Shanberries, like, you will see me crying. You will see me lose my shit. You will see me yell at my Instagram stories. Like, I was so happy to come and eat my lingonberry crepe. That's all I wanted to eat at the end of the day. And I get home, I open the fridge and my freaking husband had eaten it. Like, you lose your shit. You lose your shit, right? So it's normal. We're human, right? We're human. I think, yes. And I also learned to kind of have to be selfish sometimes. Like, put yourself first. Know that, like,
it's not a bad word in my coaching business. Selfish.
No.
Self-care. Self-care is not selfish.
Yes. Yes. And just a few, you know, right before we got married, 2 years ago, because we got pregnant before marriage, and then we planned our whole wedding, and then everybody was about to fly out. Everybody had their hotels booked, everything. And then I found out I was surprised pregnant again, had to cancel my wedding, redo the whole thing. I could write a book at
this
point.
Why did you cancel your wedding if you were pregnant?
Because I was trying to party, girl. Like, I wanted to drink. I was trying to have a good time, you know?
You want to have a good time at your wedding reception.
Yes. Right. So then I'm like, okay, but you know what? It was a blessing, because people, like, before you have kids, you have your group of friends, right? You're like, this is it. These are ride or dies. After you have kids, you really realize who are your real friends. When I tell you, in that year that I had my second daughter, I'm like, if I didn't hear from you, if you didn't come visit my kids, if I didn't feel like you were there for me, you didn't get invited the second time around. So my guest list went from like 160 to like 89. Okay. And that's just, that's just what happened. So I think it was another blessing that it was like, you know, this is a good thing. But yeah, I think just dealing with the stress, I started working out before my wedding. I had never worked out a day in my life before that. I still keep that going. That's like an outlet for me for, I'm like, oh, I just have like so much pent up shit. I go and I release. And I know that even when I have like a girl's day and we just go to Target without our kids to walk around, that's self-care for me. That is self-care, right? Exactly.
Yeah. Pretty soon they're going to have your makeup too.
Ah, amen, girl. Amen.
Now, what does your husband do?
My husband is a polar opposite than me. He is a fence contractor. So he has a fence company. He's in construction. He rides Harleys. He's a total like dude's dude. But he's been so supportive of my dreams because we met when I was 19 and then, we reunited again when I was 29. So 10 years later, and then we fell in love and we had kids and everything, but he saw how we started. You know, he would go to drive his pickup truck to my mom's house, put the storage bins of makeup into his truck and help us load up the 4x6 table at our local malls to do our pop-ups. And he would help run the iPad if, you know, in our little booth. So he saw us start from nothing. So he's like, hey, babe, do what you gotta do. Like, I am so proud of you. So we're both entrepreneurs and it's very helpful when you have a partner that's also supportive because, man, if I couldn't come here to New York to make these deals happen, if he was like, no, you're not going, I'm not going to stay with the kids, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. So, it's very important that you have that balance at home as well.
Are you making some good deals in New York this week?
I hope so. Like from my mouth to God's ears, girl, because but another thing is like, and I don't know what it's like in other industries, but when I tell you the amount of ghosting that happens in this industry, the amount of no responses, the amount of people being like, yes, 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 yes to your face and then being fake and not responding to your emails there's an epidemic going around. Let me tell you.
It's just communication in general. Like, I feel like ghosting is like an acceptable form of communication. Even like I have family members who don't even respond to texts. It's awful.
It's awful. It's just like, are we not raised? Like, our moms did not raise us this way. You know, at least just say, hey, right now is not the time. Thank you so much. Yeah, okay, whatever. Like, just be polite.
Yeah, not
interesting. But you know what? I was having lunch with the vice president of Ipsy a few weeks ago, and I was talking about like the whole ghosting thing. And he goes, oh, I get ghosted all the time. I'm like, he's like, yeah, I was trying to get in touch with somebody at like one of these big, huge conglomerates and they just ghosted me. And then a month later, they're like, oh yeah, we didn't forget about you. But he goes, if that woman didn't respond a month later, the person that I initially emailed, like, they never responded to me. And I'm like, so this happens at the highest of the food chain. It mind boggles me. It mind boggles me. So hopefully I get so big one day that we can shift that whole thing, because it's not healthy. I think it really disappoints people. It lets people down. And I'm just like, why the fakeness? Why the lack of communication when it's so simple? It takes you 5 seconds. So that's something that really is annoying in the beauty world. But I hear that it's happens everywhere now.
Everywhere. It's happening everywhere. So what I love about your business is that you have a mission. Every purchase supports single parents through your nonprofit, Mama Berries. Do you think having a mission has been crucial to the growth of your company?
100%. 100%. It is the heartbeat behind our brand. It is why people resonated with us so much. It's why people took a chance on us, because I was nobody. I mean, I started again with like just solely promoting it on my Instagram. I wasn't allowed to talk about it on the radio. People are like, oh yeah, you just shouted it out on your show. I was not allowed to, because there's a law called Plugola that you cannot shout yourself out if it benefits you financially. Because, you know, back in the day, they would shout out all these businesses and they would get a cut underneath the table. So it's against the law. And so it was just solely on my Instagram. And remember, people who didn't wear makeup wanted to shop. Like men would come and say, hey, I was raised by a single mom. Like, can you just tell me what to buy for her? Because I just want to buy something for her because she's a single mom. It all harped on the single parent, the single parent story. And when they saw that we were not just, and that's another reason why I started my own nonprofit, is that if I could have donated to a charity, because I was looking for charities to just donate proceeds to, I was also thinking, like, where is that money really going? Like, right. Is that paying for your fancy galas? Like, is that paying your admin fees? Like, no, I want to know that I am helping Karen Garcia, you know, in Vallejo, because her freaking PG&E bill got shut off. Like, that's who I want to know that I'm helping. So that's another reason why we started
our listening in a different part of the world. PG&E means electric bill.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't. Yeah, electric bill. Mm-hmm.
I love your passion for helping, you know, people that are single parents, and especially for helping the Latina community. So as a Latina founder in the beauty industry, what does having the Latina community represented mean to you? And how do you hope your success inspires the next generation of Latina entrepreneurs?
It really means, it means so much to me. Because seeing what we've been able to accomplish, again, not being from the beauty world and starting from nothing and starting from scratch, and like, I know that if I could do it, anybody could do it. And that's what I'm here. I'm trying to be that testimony and inspire the next generation. And for us, we've made history. We were the first Latina indie brand to launch 40 shades of foundation and concealer at a major retailer ever. It's never been done before.
Thank you.
And so I just want people to know that, like, if you have a dream, the thing is to start. Like, la cosa es empezar. You have to just start it. Like, think about the name. Go see if it's trademark. If it's not, go make your domain name on Rocket Lawyer and go to City Hall and get your business license. Because if I would have waited and I kept thinking, but what if I did that? But what if people aren't going to buy it? But what if it looks ugly? But what if the 8 years it went by and I probably wouldn't have done it. You know, we're wasting time if we're not implementing our dreams, you know? So I hope that they get, and I get messages every day from women and dudes saying, like, man, you inspired me. I started my own company. Like, man, I see you and I want my daughter to go in your footsteps. Like, thank you for what you're doing for our generation and our culture. Like, that to me is what keeps me going, you know, because sometimes it does get hard. Sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, like, how are we going to figure this out? But we have to. People are depending on us. People are rooting for us. We can't let them down.
That is so beautiful. So now it's time for rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee. Coffee.
Oh my gosh. Do you put in your coffee?
I basically drink like a milkshake every day. I put so much creamer in there. I do the Chobani, like the Oreo one just came out, the caramel, the cinnamon. I just put like iced coffee, the Nescafe Gold. I whip that up, coffee, and a bunch of Chobani creamer. It's my favorite.
Love it. Okay. Lipstick or lip gloss?
Lipstick, actually. I have kids, so the only time I get to wear lip gloss is when I'm not around them, because, you know, it does that. And so I love our matte liquid lipsticks because they stay on all day and my kids can just, I mean, they're jumping and body slamming me the entire day. So lipstick for now. But when I'm alone, lip gloss.
Okay. Morning person or night owl?
Morning person. I used to be a night owl, like, you know, in my early 20s, and no, I can't even stay up late if my life depended on it. No. Morning person. Now I wake up around 6 or 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite beauty product you can't live without? Like, if you could only take one beauty product with you on a deserted island, what would it be?
Our foundation, because believe it or not, I have so much hyperpigmentation. I have so many freckles. I got a lot of melasma. You can't even tell. I'm telling you, like, get our foundation. If it's the one thing from Shades by Shan that you're going to buy, get our foundation. You can also get color match with our amazing AI on shadesbyshan.com. It looks like skin. Like, it looks like skin, and it covers so beautifully. by far the foundation. It's the best.
Got it. One word that describes your leadership style.
Oh gosh. Determined.
Yeah, I like
determined. Mm-hmm.
Best advice your mom ever gave you.
Oh my gosh. I would say that was the one thing that she would say to me is if there's a will, there's a way. So right. Don't ever take no for an answer. Like, just keep going. Just keep going. Mm-hmm.
One daily habit that helps you stay out of burnout.
Oh my gosh. Reading my Bible.
Nice.
I've been getting very spiritual. And we talked about this before, like, you know, after our parents passed away, my dad, he died on January 18th. I was searching for answers spiritually. Like, what happens? Where's the afterlife? Like, there's heaven, right? But like, how do they get there? All of these things. And so I've just been reading the Bible recently and it's been bringing me a lot of peace. So I've been liking that.
And do you do that in the morning with your...
I do that at night, like right before bed, and it helps me sleep really well.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your dream collaboration with?
Oh my gosh. I would say Sephora. My dream, like my ultimate dream, Sephora.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. The next sentence, success without purpose is...
Success without purpose is living a lie.
Ooh, powerful. Mm-hmm. All right, Sham. Well, your story is such a beautiful reminder that most successful businesses solve problems, serve people, and stay true to mission. Your business is just, your mission is so strong. And I think that's why you are just taking off like wildfire. Thank you for sharing your journey and proving that you can be an entrepreneur, make money, and truly change lives for the better. Everyone's going to want to try to find your brand, get Shade matched with the foundation. Where can they learn more about Shades by Shan?
So on our website, shadesbyshan.com, or on our Instagram page, Shades by Shan. Also, JCPenney stores. So if you have a JCPenney near you, we have two full gondola bays. You can get color matched in person there. We're also on Amazon. So if you've been wanting to try out our stuff, Amazon is super easy. And then... what else? Yeah, shadesbyshan.com. Everything's up there. And if you want to nominate a single deserving parent that needs our help, you could do that on our website as well, or you could go straight to mamaberriesfoundation.org.
Well, thank you so much, Shan, for being on the show. And thank you, listeners, for going on the journey with me that you can find success in life through alignment, not the hustle and grind. Please share this show with a friend who needs some inspiration. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. So excited to share a review from Melissa Myers, the Glow Girl. She says, inspiring podcast. Rebecca has a gift for creating meaningful, empowering conversations that leave you feeling inspired and uplifted. Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant is like sitting down with a wise, soulful friend who truly wants you to thrive in every area of your life. I love how she blends practical advice with spiritual insights. I'm so grateful I found it. Well, Melissa, we're so grateful that you found us, and we can't wait to find out how you are glowing and growing by using this podcast as a tool. And everybody who's listening and sharing, thank you so much for your support. And it's such a joy to be on this journey with you. Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up, yeah, this is the